First, Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk Magazine, will get us underway as he reflects on a different way of working.
How are you doing? That's probably a question you've been asked, and that you've asked yourselves, more times than you can remember recently. It seems an eternity ago that I sat down to write the editor's letter for the April magazine, with that issue packed as usual with things to do and places to go. I even wrote it at my desk in Norwich. Now, like most people, I'm at home, toiling away, albeit with a view of the garden, which is nice in the old office car park. Just. And this edition of Norfolk magazine is a little different, as you might expect. We're a little slimmer, as we've considerably fewer advertisements this month. Adverts are our lifeblood, the things that pay the bills and keep us in gainful employment. Of course we understand why many of the county's businesses are not with us this month. If your business is closed, what do you have to say to your customers? We are committed to staying in the community and to supporting people and their businesses however we can, as we have done for the past two decades. We could have chosen to pull up the shutters for May to retreat and wait out the storm. But we believe we have a duty to try and keep you entertained and diverted however we can. It's not easy, as so much of what we bring to you is about getting out there, and people have dropped off the radar. But we're doing what we can, and we have a full complement of editorial pages. Our politicians have, for many years, abused the expression, "We're in this together." But this time, it's true, and we are there with you. Being at home 23/7, that hour in the exercise yard is so important, brings its own challenges and rewards, does it not? Here at the new Norfolk HQ, Magazine HQ, we are settling into a rhythm. A table in the conservatory holds laptop and monitor. The dogs snore on the sofa. We hear rather more of Radio 2 than ideal, and gin consumption has climbed. But there are good points to all this. Nature is enjoying a break from the battering humans dish out, and, in the countryside at least, the quiet of the evening has a new depth and stillness. We appreciate the nearby village shops more than we did before. We appreciate the milkman, he turns up at 1:48 a.m. And, like everyone, appreciate the NHS more than ever. And we know we'll get through this. Stay home, safe and well.